Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Trump is getting dialed in for his debate with Kamala Harris next week, and he talked about his plans to destroy her in this interview. Check it out.
Because they immediately went from her being a joke, not qualified, she'll be terrible, and she's the worst vice president in history, to all of a sudden, she's wonderful. But she's not wonderful. So we have a debate coming up, and I look forward to that. And she'll be exposed.
So that is one of the most honest but dialed-in responses that I've ever heard from Trump talking about anything. The importance of this debate cannot be overstated, and usually I would say it's not a big deal. If you look at historically debates, you know, they're not as big of a deal as a lot of people would like to make them out to be. But when you consider that the last debate that Donald Trump had literally ended Joe Biden's career, you just can't say that anymore. You can't just say that it doesn't matter, because clearly it matters, because who knows, maybe the Democrats will have to find a new candidate. What I see from Trump that is very different from his past races is that he looks focused, and he's kind of quiet, but like equally Trump, like he's still Trump, but he's in this kind of focused and quiet way. And again, what I'm seeing is that you can see that he's been preparing very hard for this debate because he knows how important it is. We know he has a team preparing him, and that team includes Tulsi Gabbard, who obviously I've done a video on this in the past, but destroyed Kamala Harris in the 2020 Democratic primary. I think having Tulsi Gabbard on his team is a great decision. Part of the reason I say that though, is because he has been a more honest and kind of more reasonable order. Like you can see that he has focused and become a little bit more palatable to independents than he might have been in 2016, especially in 2020. When you look at Kamala Harris versus Donald Trump, it's just really easy to see who the moderate is. It's clearly Donald Trump. If anyone tells you otherwise, by the way, it's just a lie. And I say that as, like, I've never said that moderate is a particularly good word. So when I say moderate, I'm not saying better. I'm just saying Donald Trump is more moderate and appealing to more people. If you're out there and you're saying that Kamala Harris is more moderate than Donald Trump, I'm sorry. I have to call you crazy on that one. She's just not. I mean, Donald Trump literally is going against several very hardcore conservative things. I mean, he's not necessarily the most pro-life. He's, you know, fairly chill on gay marriage, for instance. And I think as a Republican, you know, as a conservative, you know, I don't love that. As a Republican, I like that a little bit more because he's growing the coalition. But in any case, he's not the radical. It's Kamala Harris. And again, this was actually displayed in an interview, the way that he's become a little bit more focused and reasonable with an interview he had with Lex Fridman this week. And I want to show that video in just 1 second. But first, before I show that, I do want to talk about Alpha Progression. I've talked about it on my show before, guys. But physical fitness, I'm super passionate about it. I think it's really important. That's why I partnered with Alpha Progression. They are a fantastic app that I use for working out. Whether you're a beginner or you're more advanced, you can use their app today to plan your workouts. So that, again, if you're an expert, you can go in and just kind of put in the workout that you already have so you can keep working towards progressive overload, you know, being able to put down your reps, how much weight you're doing. But if you're new, you don't really know what you should be doing. They walk you through certain goals that you can set, and then they give you a plan, which is what I really personally love. If you use my code, my link, alphaprogression.com/Joshua, you'll get 20% off your first month and 2 weeks trial. So you might as well just go try it for 2 weeks. Again, that's at alphaprogression.com/Joshua. The link is in the description below. So as I said, Trump sat down with Lex Fridman. This is what he said.
How do you think you'll do in the debate coming up? It's in a few days.
So I've done a lot of debating, only as a politician. I never debated. My first debate was the Rosie O'Donnell debate, right? The famous Rosie O'Donnell debate, the answer. But I've done well with debates. I mean, I became president. Then the second time, I got millions more votes than I got the first time. So I was told if I got 63 million, which is what I got the first time, you would win. You can't not win. And I got millions of more votes than that, and lost by a whisker. But, and look what happened to the world with...
So here's why this is so interesting. Obviously, he's talking about the debate there, which is kind of what we're talking about today. But Trump admits that he lost. And this is a bit of a change from what Trump has said before, because you'll remember that Donald Trump, you know, tried to use every basically available means to, you know, even after the votes had gone in to still win the 2020 election. It didn't pan out for him. He said forever was stolen. And I think this is good news, what Trump is saying now that he did lose, because this cuts against the narrative that Democrats have been trying to put out for so long. If Trump is willing to say he lost by a whisker, like he says, then that means that he's becoming more and more teachable. I don't think that Trump necessarily believes he lost. Maybe he does. I don't think he really does. I think he kind of stands by the fact that it was stolen from him. And again, I don't personally really think that Trump lost either. I think it was stolen from him. But he knows that a majority of Americans think that he has. The polling is really clear on that. Most Americans do not believe that the 2020 election is stolen. I think more of them should be educated on the things that happened. But in any case, Donald Trump knows that Americans don't believe that. This is about winning elections. And so it seems that people have been able to tell him, I think on his team, that most Americans don't like him saying that it was stolen. And even if it was, again, it shows restraint from him that he was willing to say he lost. And that means he's going to be a lot more calm and collected against Kamala, because she might have similarly crazy things that she's going to say. And then he might just come back with a calm, collected answer, very similar, frankly, to what happened in the debate against Joe Biden. And we all know how that went. Thank you so much for watching, everybody. Please go down below, comment, like, and subscribe, and watch another video.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com, and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.